Jeff Worrell here with another episode of PT Talker, and coming up on our show today is Mr. Sean Berger. He is the owner of Berger Physical Therapy. They have 12 clinics. What's interesting is that he's located in Sacramento, California. Maybe doesn't take the typical approach on how things are being handled over there with the licensure issue and working for a corporation. We're excited to talk to him, but he's also second generation. His mother started the business some 34 years ago. Stay tuned for this next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
As promised, Sean Berger's on the line with us today. Sean, welcome to PT Talker.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. 34 years. Now, does that make your group of clinics, you have 12 clinics, as well as you are the owner of Berger Rehabilitation with contracts at 38 nursing homes, how do you fit in? Are you the oldest, you know, one of 10? How does that work out there in California? Do you know?
Yeah, no, certainly. As far as on the personal generation side, I'm one of five therapists in the family business, and so I am the oldest of the generation, and that has certainly kept us busy. On the practice side, at least in our general area, we probably, in the Sacramento area, we are the oldest private practice of our size. There are a few, you know, individual clinic owners that are continuing to provide services, but of our size and our scope up and down the state, we are the oldest.
So congratulations. Five therapists in your generation, and then you, obviously your mother was a physical therapist, is that what you
sure,
meant?
Sure, absolutely.
So
yeah.
A dynasty, you've created a dynasty out there, it sounds like.
Well, we chuckle at that. You know, there's an old saying in our family that when you have one private practice, you think about what it would like to be, what it would be like to have two, and when you have two, you actually wish you had one. So it's always a constant battle.
That's great. All right. Well, for all of our listeners out there, I'm excited to have Sean on the show today. Not only as a successful business owner who is running these clinics, but also on the to get a little bit of background and some thoughts from Sean regarding what's going on legislatively out there in California. So let's first of all start out with your thoughts regarding the laws, the legislation that has failed. Give us just kind of an overview. Some things have recently happened. Can you do that for us, Sean?
Certainly. You know, California has been for quite some time a fairly divided state within our industry. The California Physical Therapy Association has tried very well to balance the general, what we consider the APTA vision that is throughout the entire country. And so they've done their best to bring that that vision to California. We have had the unique opportunity located in the greater Sacramento area to see the political system firsthand, and that includes the current legislative leaders with Daryl Steinberg and such, to the leaders before him, and we have been able to kind of have that that information literally at our doorsteps, and so we've been keeping an eye on it. We have been cautiously, candidly, I should say, on the sidelines, because on the one hand, I certainly and we certainly respect the APTA's vision and the opinions of the CPTA here in California, but we have struggled and have had struggles with that vision being heavily favored toward the private practice owner. And as a business that is both involved in private practice but in contract services, I think we have a unique opportunity to kind of see things from both sides. And we are first a family-run business. Secondly, we are our physical therapists ourselves. And I think we've just come to recognize that there are hundreds, literally thousands, of well-qualified physical therapists in our industry that are currently working for what one side would call a corporation. And there are semantics, so we can, you know, debate,
sure,
you know, what that exactly means. But it doesn't discredit the fact that there are literally thousands of therapists, well-qualified, good-meaning people trying to make a difference in people's lives that are working on that side of the aisle. And so we just have some concerns and had some concerns that maybe the needs and the opinions that are of value to those therapists aren't necessarily being stated.
Yeah. So I guess what you're saying is not all physical therapists can fit into one definition just based on how things have evolved in California over the years.
I think that's correct. And I think that we're starting to see changes in legislation of who exactly owns a business and what that definition is. In our particular practice and in our growth strategy, we're actually the ones now looking toward the future of employing team members who maybe are licensed as chiropractors and other team members who are actually licensed as physicians. One of the unique situations in California is that we're seeing a growing trend of physicians that are not wanting to be self-employed themselves, that actually want to work for corporations. And so we're actually looking at the opportunity of actually employing and hiring physicians, if that makes any sense on the big scale, where you'd actually have physicians that are employed by a physical therapy corporation.
Yeah.
And that's the direction that we're actually looking at this and saying, hey, where is the business waves going? How can we ride these waves?
So these waves that you're talking about, are any of them or the majority of them, are they being driven by healthcare reform, or is there something else that's unique in California that's going on?
Well, California certainly is kind of base zero or ground zero for managed care. I have the opportunity to travel throughout the United States, whether it be for our private practice section conferences, APTA combined sections, or even on the private lecture circuit. And I talk to clinicians all throughout the United States, and certainly I can tell you that the practice patterns in California are significantly different.
Yeah.
We are heavily managed care. In the Sacramento area, to give you an example, 70% of the insured population belongs to some major form of an HMO organization. So that's 70%. So if you're thinking, I'm going to open up a private practice and go after that remaining 30%, well, 10 to 12% of that is work comp, and that has its own unique challenges. And so then what's left over is a very, very small subsect of population to build a practice around. So those are the things that create challenges and you have to look at.
Right. All right. So where does everything stand right now? I know there were just some recent things that happened. Can you give our listeners a quick update? No matter what side anyone's on, where is the legislation right now?
Sure. So the legislation, to my knowledge, as of today, it is sitting on the governor's desk. The legislature did pass a provision that would allow some direct access to physical therapists. There was some controversy at the last moment on whether or not those same patients would have to be sent back to a physician within a 30-day period of time.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct. And so that legislation is officially not signed. I think the next 2 weeks, my understanding is by the end of this month, the governor has to sign some 700-plus bills as of this morning, and so we're waiting to see where things stand.
And do you, or is there conventional wisdom as to whether he will or will not sign it? Do you know?
You know what? There's not a strong word on the street, so I'd hate to venture on that.
Okay. And would you be a supporter or would you be in favor of that that bill being signed, or would you prefer he didn't sign it?
You know what, as it currently stands now, we'd be in support of it.
Okay.
It's a step forward from where we are currently.
Right. Okay. Now, just real quickly, I want to get to just your success, tremendous success for Berger Physical Therapy as well as Berger Rehab. Tell us, there's some really significant differences between running those two businesses. That may be a podcast all in and of itself. But what are the two big struggles or one or two big struggles that you have between the rehab component and the PT component of your two operations?
Sure. On the rehab component, and what we're talking about there is essentially contract staffing,
yeah,
for hospitals and skilled nursing homes. The number one issue there is the same issue we've continued to hear about, and that is available labor. It's ability to hire team members and get qualified staffing. And that is going to continue to be, we feel, for the foreseeable future, for years and years and years, the number one issue. That could be probably a discussion in and of itself, because I will tell you as an owner, we continue to see new grad DPTs coming out of our systems with completely unrealistic salary expectations, trying to pay off school debt, and I hate to digress because that really could be an entire conversation, but the DPT is killing the rural staffing opportunities. It's just absolutely killing that, and so that's our big challenge there.
If I could just interrupt you, Sean, what are you seeing? What does a student coming out of the DPT program, what are they expecting or what have they been told salary-wise?
Good question. We're seeing consistently higher than market requests from just a strict dollar cost basis. So here in California, they're looking for, no less than $90,000, and in some places, $120,000 or more. And the other part of that is that as a business owner, and most business owners understand this concept, I can work with almost any salary request if there's production on the back end to offset that. Mm-hmm. The real challenge is that these same students are coming out and suggesting to us that they would really like to see 4 to 6 patients a day and have dedicated time for some research or be affiliated with other things. And the economics just don't work.
Yeah, the work-life balance thing for this generation. Yep, we're hearing that too. Okay, but I interrupted you. So the labor, and I think you were going to make maybe...
Yeah, so the labor on the contract staffing is continuing to be and will be the number one issue. On the outpatient side, and I think we're actually feeling excited to be ahead of the curve. We think this is where the rest of the nation is going to go as it relates to the Affordable Care Act, and that is continued downward pressure on utilization. And so for us, it's not a staffing issue that's our number one issue. Our number one issue is results and tying those results into decreased utilization. So specifically, to give you an example, when the APTA gives out treatment visits data 10 years ago, they said the average case in the United States was about 12 visits per case. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, we were driving that number down to about 7. And we're currently practicing at around 6.4 visits per case with very good satisfaction metrics in the low 90th percentile as far as patient satisfaction. We are hearing from the major insurance carriers in the Sacramento area, in the major areas, that they want to see utilization drive down closer to 4. And I think that is going to be the biggest game changer for the private practice clinician in the next 3 years. And that is, how do you compete? How do you deliver results to your patients when the financial source is saying we're recognizing and willing to pay for what amounts to an average of 4 visits per case?
Right.
And I think that's something that we recognize as a wave that we are going to have trouble fighting against. So we look at it as an opportunity and within our organization to say, okay, if this is where the wave's going, how do we put a smile on our face and how do we deliver the best product we can to meet those goals?
Are you getting involved in ACOs or the alternative payment system, any of those other issues that are cropping up out there?
We are. So we are already, at this point in 2012, already a part of a local ACO, and we're seeing the growth of ACO questions and insurance involvement in the ACOs continuing to grow.
Yeah, to manage that. Well, if anyone out there is looking for expert this week, I think we found it in Sean Berger. So, Sean, thank you so much for giving us your time today on PT Talker.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening to Sean Berger, who is the owner of Berger Physical Therapy, 12 clinics. It's a family affair. You have four other siblings, correct?
Yes, correct.
And your mother started it. Also, the family operates Berger Rehab, which is a contract group managing 38 nursing home and hospital contracts. 34 years Berger Rehabilitation has been in the business right there in Sacramento. So, Sean, again, thank you for your time. Want to remind everybody that it is free to subscribe to PT Talker at pttalker.com. Previous episodes are available on iTunes. And, of course, the whole reason is we're hoping that you feel good about helping someone get well today with what you learned from Sean Berger. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.